I just wrapped up a session with a young cricketer I coach, and we had a powerful conversation. And it's one that every leader, every athlete, and every high performer needs to hear. We talked about what happens after a mistake and how so many people let that one moment shake their entire confidence. But here's the truth. One moment doesn't define you. In this episode, I'm sharing how to bounce back by focusing on the bigger picture, the history of wins, the data that proves your capability, and the mindset that helps you recover stronger every time. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality, find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. I just finished up a session with the young cricketer that I coach, and we were talking about the overthinking that can happen. And for him, he overthinks a lot. And one of the things that I was saying to him was like that people who overthink actually have the ability to manage a lot of data. And so it's rather than looking at it as a negative thing, as an overthinking, it's actually getting him to reframe it and to look at it from the perspective of you're not an overthinker, but you have the ability to do high level processing. So processing a whole lot of data and being able to make sense of so many different things, because him, like you, can see things that other people can't. In situations, you have the ability, like everyone's bringing in so much data into their mind, and you have the ability to not just filter out stuff that's not relevant, but to be able to see what's important. So that you've got a self-awareness, and he does too. So it's not thinking of your overthinking as a negative, but seeing it as that ability to think better, to think bigger. Because even just changing it from a negative to a positive is really different. And one of the key areas that it's important to stop overthinking is after a mistake or after a setback. And one of the things we talked about is to start gathering evidence. And rather than looking at a situation, and instead of reliving that one poor moment that you had, like for him when he's batting, instead of reliving that innings where he played a bad shot, because let's be honest, if you're batting in cricket, you only got to make one bad mistake, or not even a bad mistake, one mistake and your innings is over. In most other parts of our life, even other areas of cricket like bowling, you can make a mistake and you can still get to bowl the next ball. But instead of being stuck in that one moment, it's actually bringing your thinking back to the huge amount of data and evidence you have of why you are successful. That long history of success that you've got. Because a vast majority of your life is great, but how often do you get stuck in those smaller details? The times where you metaphorically nicked a ball, played a bad shot, got yourself out when there was an opportunity for success. And one of the things that we talked about is journaling on his success. When things went well, when you had a really good innings, when you had a great session like he had on Wednesday night, he actually said he batted really well, but he said it was the best he's ever bowled. And yeah, he just felt like it was such a fantastic session. And because we've been working a lot beliefs and this thinking part. So what we were talking about today was making sure he recorded in his journal that data of that good session. What was good about it? Why was it good? How did he feel? Was he relaxed? Was he focused? Why did he feel that way? So starting to record that data of your life. It's why I talk to you about journaling all the time. This is how you create a truth in your high performance. You start recording data so you have evidence to go back to, so that when there is a setback, and it will happen, when you make a mistake, and it will happen, this is part of being human, you have this huge database of evidence of why you will bounce back and why you will be successful. that long history of success. Because when you allow this to you, to trust your brain for this, to trust your thinking will take you on all sorts of tangents. Humanity, for tens and tens of thousands of years, has shared information through storytelling. We have this great ability to storytell. We have an imagination like no other creature. And when we allow ourselves to, we can create the most amazing stories about situations that just aren't true. So you build this database of success so that when you have that setback, you know where to go. You find yourself in a bit of a hole, you come back to the information and you've got it all there so you can bounce back quickly. And he went on to ask me, he goes, like, what is it, you know, you work with a lot of other athletes and sports people, what is it that makes the biggest difference? And I mentioned a few different things, but that ability to recover from setbacks is just about the most important. I remember hearing Shane Warne interviewed and he was talking about self-doubt and he's like, yeah, I've got self-doubt. And I remember Ian Healy talking about after a day's play when Warney's had this incredible day, he would still say to Ian Healy, was that good? Like, how was that? Like, he had this self-doubt. He needed the validation. But the difference is that he had that self-belief. He had that knowing to go back to the data, that long history of success. He had that ability to bounce back from setbacks. And you can build that same strength. And that's what separates the best. They all say the same thing. It's that self-belief is such an important thing. And this is how you can build it. Keep a journal. Record your wins. Record that historical data. And this is going to set you up for future success. Let me know if you've already started your journaling. What's worked? What hasn't? Ask any questions. Let's get this conversation going. And as always, if you know someone who needs to hear this, maybe it's a friend, or maybe you know someone who has a young athlete that is having success but wants to go to that next level, that might be in a little bit of a block around something and they want to have those strategies to be able to move past them. Please share this episode with them and let's spread this message so that we can or lift our game, make a bigger difference in this world. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.